Jonah, chapter number 3. Nasa aklat ni Jonah tayo, page 511. Page 511 for yung Jonah chapter 3. The Bible says, "So Jonah arose and went unto Nineveh according to the word of the Lord." Now Nineveh was an exceeding great city of 3 days' journey. So, kung Tagalogin natin ang Bible, Jonah chapter 3, verse number 3, "Sa gayoy, bumangon si Jonas at pumunta sa Nineveh, ayon sa salita ng Panginoon." Ang Nineveh ay isang lubhang napakalaking lungsod na 3 araw na lakarin. Kung lalakarin mo ang buong syudad ng Nineveh, aabutin ka ng 3 araw. Napakadakila, napakalaking lungsod ito. Okay? So, sumunod si Jonah sa salita ng Panginoon. So, sa grasya ng Diyos, ang mga pagsubok na dumarating sa atin ay ginagamit ng Diyos upang ilapit tayo sa Panginoon. Why do trials and tribulations come our way? Well, trials are designed by God to bring us closer to Him. Sa grasya ng Diyos, ang mga pagsubok ay dahilan, hindi para tumakbo, kundi para lumapit sa Panginoon. Bumangon si Jonah sa at naparoon siya sa Nineveh ayon sa salita ng Panginoon. Jonah arose and did and went according to the word of God. He finally obeyed God. Can I say that testings and trials, if you know that testings and trials come from the hand of God, then they're a little lighter. They'll be a little less heavier. When you stop and think about this, testing comes from the good hand of God. So always remember that. Now, it's by God's grace that Jonah arose and did according to the word of the Lord. Now, this is what we're going to focus in tonight. We're going to look at Jonah's commission. Jonah's commission. So the prophet in Nineveh, part one. This is part one of part two. So the prophet in Nineveh. Well, tingnan natin ang syudad ng Nineveh. What is Nineveh like? Okay, we know that it's a great city. We know that it's 3 days' journey. The city of Nineveh is larger than Babylon. Mas dakila pa ang Nineveh pala kaysa sa Babylon. So, ang haba ng lungsod ng Nineveh ay 96 kilometers. Ganyang kahaba, ganyang kalawak ang Nineveh. 96 kilometers, isang syudad lang. So, tinignan ko sa map, gaano ba kalayo ang 96 kilometers? Alam mo, magmula Taguig hanggang Balibago, Angeles, sa Pampanga. Yan ang 96 kilometers, ganyan kalayo ang isang syudad ng Nineveh. Nineveh lang yun. Okay? So, that's a pretty big city. I was doing some calculation, and it turns out that Nineveh is 60 miles long. And that means it's from Taguig to Balibago, Angeles City in Pampanga. Could you imagine walking from here to Angeles City? 3 days walking, you'll get to Angeles City. And that's how big Nineveh is. Now, the Bible tells us a little more about Nineveh in the book of Nahum, chapter number 3, verse 1. Go to page 515. Page 515 in your sample Bible, or tingnan natin ang Nahum chapter number 3 verse 1 to 7. Ano pa ang malalaman natin patungkol sa Nineveh? What else can we learn about Nineveh? Well, in Nahum chapter number 3 verse number 1, the Bible says, "Woe to the bloody city." Yung pala ha, chapter 3 verse 1. "Woe to the bloody city." Ito palang lungsod na ito ay madugong lungsod. O, ang ibig sabihin, maraming mamamatay tao doon sa Nineveh. Okay? Let's see. It goes on. It is all full of lies and robbery, and prey departeth not. Ibig sabihin, punong-puno ng kasinungalingan at kasamsaman ang syudad na itong Nineveh na ito. At hindi nawawalan ng prey. P-R-E-Y. You know? So this place is a murderous, bloody city. This city is full of liars, full of thieves and robbers, and full of prey. Now what is prey? P-R-E-Y. Yung prey, P-R-E-Y, ibig sabihin biktima. Punong-punong sila ng biktima. That means victims. So this city will never run out of victims. There's a lot of hurt and a lot of killing going on in Nineveh. So much so that their iniquity raises up to heaven. God took notice of how evil Nineveh is. By the way, God takes notice of evil in a city, evil in a country, evil in a people, even evil in a church. God takes notice of sin, no matter if it's a city or a church. As long as there's sin, the sin account raises up to God. And as soon as it gets to a certain point, God sends judgment. You can read about that all over the Bible. You see that all over the Bible. Until they repent, God judges. And if they don't repent, God removes them. So, let's see. Tingnan natin ang verse number 2, the noise of a whip, the noise of the rattling of the wheels, and the prancing of horses and of the jumping chariots. The horsemen lifted up both the bright sword and the glittering spear, and there's a multitude of slain. A multitude of slain. Napakaraming tao ang pinapatay. Sobra. And how much killing is going on? Let's look at that. It says, multitude slain, and a great number of carcasses, and there is none end of their corpses. They stumble upon their corpses. This is bad. They stumble upon dead bodies as they walk around drunk, as they walk around full of pride. Biro mo, natitisod sila sa bangkay. Ang dami ng mga bangkay sa Nineveh. Napakasama nitong Nineveh na ito. Now, do you understand why Jonah didn't want to go to Nineveh? Medyo na nakikita natin kung bakit ayaw pumunta doon ni Jonah. Kasi hindi safe. Ayun pala, meron palang dahilan. Hindi lang kaya basta lang si Jonah. Baka siguro kinakabahan siya, syempre naman. Sino naman ang gustong pumunta sa isang lugar na napakasama na ganito? Look at verse number 4. Because of the multitude of the whoredoms and of the well-favored harlot, the mistresses of witchcraft that selleth nations through her whoredoms and families through her witchcraft. So, maraming prostitusyon at pang-eengkanto at saka pangkukulam ang nagaganap dito sa syudad ng Nineveh. Tingnan mo ang verse number 5. Behold, I am against thee, saith the Lord of hosts. Now that is a predicament. I am against thee, saith the Lord of hosts. Ibig sabihin, ako ay laban sa inyo, sabi ng Panginoon. At pansinin mo yung salitang Panginoon, capital L-O-R-D, ibig sabihin si Jehovah yan. Ang Diyos mismo yan, pinaka-personal name ng Panginoon. Ako ay laban sa inyo, sabi ng Diyos. Alam niyo po, pagkalaban natin ng Diyos, hindi po tayo mananalo. You will never win if God's against you. You don't want God to be on your on the other side of a fight. You'll never win against God. Let's look at verse number 7. And it shall come to pass that all that look upon thee shall flee from thee and say, Nineveh is laid waste. So ito parang Nineveh na ito, yung syudad na ito ay sira at wasak. Winasak talaga ng Diyos ang Nineveh. Now, si Nahum, nagsulat siya ng mga ilang taon makalipas ni Jonah. So, ang nangyari, nung nangaraw si Jonah, sila ay nagsisi at pinatawad sila ng Diyos at binigyan sila ng pagkakataon ng Diyos na umunlad. Pero, patuloy pa rin sila nagkasala at ang nangyari, sila ay sinira at winasak ng Diyos. So ngayon, wala na ang Nineveh, even today. Now, Nahum wrote this about 100 years after Jonah. So they did hear Jonah, they repented of their sin, and they believed on the Lord, but that revival did not last long. And it wasn't a long-term effective revival. They lapsed into sin, they forgot the Lord, and God had to finally close Nineveh. And so Nineveh was removed. So, pansinin natin ang pangangaral ni Jonah. Ang pangangaral ni Jonah. Go ahead, grab that. Okay, page 511 sa Bible na. Okay? Tingnan mo ang pangangaral ni Jonah. Let's go back to Jonah chapter 3. Ang pangangaral ni Jonah. Now, una, pansinin natin ang dakilang grasya ng Diyos. Ang dakilang grasya ng Diyos. Jonah chapter 3, "And the word of the Lord came unto Jonah the second time, saying, Arise, go to Nineveh, that great city, and preach unto it the preaching I bid thee. So Jonah arose and went unto Nineveh according to the word of the Lord." Now Nineveh was an exceeding 3 days' journey. But he did according to the word of the Lord. Alam niyo po, ang grasya ng Diyos ay napakadakila dahil binigyan siya si Jonah ng pangalawang pagkakataon at binigyan ang Nineveh, itong napakasamang lungsod, binigyan sila ng babala galing sa Diyos. Kaya ang dakila talaga ang grasya ng Panginoon. Imbis na sila ay hatulan at tanggalin at sirain o iwasak sila ngayon, pinagbigyan sila ng pangalawang pagkakataon. So, nagpadala ang Diyos ng isang mangaral. Alam niyo po, biyaya ng Diyos na merong mangaral ng salita ng Diyos. It's a grace of God that God sent a prophet to preach to Nineveh. It's the grace of God. Could you imagine if God doesn't call people to preach anymore? Ano kaya kung hindi may tawag sa iyo ang Diyos pero hindi ka sumagot sa tawag ng Diyos na mangaral? Nako, kawawa tayo. So, malaking grasya ng Diyos na may nangangaral ng salita ng Diyos. Alright? Nagbigay siya ng malinaw na babala. Alam niyo po, ang mga babala ng Diyos ay grasya ng Diyos. Lahat ng babala, kahit na masakit ang babala, ito pa rin ay importante at nagpapakita ng grasya ng Diyos. Okay? May pag-ibig ang Diyos sa mga hintil na nakatira sa Nineveh, katulad sa mga Hudyo na nakatira sa Israel. Grasya pa rin yan ng Diyos. It's a grace of God. Not only that God sent a preacher, not only that God sent warnings to Nineveh, but it's the grace of God that He loves Nineveh just like He loves Israel. He wants the people of Nineveh saved, just like He wants the people of Israel saved. God's love is a demonstration of God's grace. All right, tingnan mo ang chapter 3, verse 2. Jonah chapter 3 verse 2. So Jonah arose and went unto Nineveh according to the word of the Lord. Now, chapter 3 verse 2. Arise, go unto Nineveh, that great city, and preach unto it. So, ang pangangaral ng salita ng Diyos ay ginagamit din ng Diyos upang bigyan ng lahat ng babala. Ha, pakinggan ito na may halong pananampalataya. I want to tell you something about preaching. When God said to Jonah, "Preach the word of God," that was grace and mercy. That God sends somebody to warn people about sin. It's the grace of God. Now, I'm going to share with you a principle in the Bible of how to listen to preaching. I want to share this with you. Kasi kapag may nangangaral o may natuturo ng salita ng Diyos, kapag hindi tayo, pag hindi tayo familiar, parang sinasabi natin, hindi natin kaya. Hindi natin maaabot ang standard ng Panginoon. Wala tayong pag-asa. Parang hindi natin makukuha ang salita ng Panginoon. Napakabigat, napakahirap. Now, ito ang principle sa pakikinig ng salita ng Diyos. Kung ito na nga makukuha ninyo sa message this afternoon, malaking blessing na ito. Ready? Pakinggan nyo. Tingnan mo ang page 669. Page 669, Hebrews chapter number 4 and verse number 2. Hebrews chapter 4 and verse number 2. Now, let me say that here's a very important principle. When you listen to preaching, when the preacher preaches the Word of God, sometimes the Word of God is heavy and you wonder, I don't think I can do that. I don't think that I can live up to the Bible. It's so hard to do what God says in the Word of God. And I don't think I can do that. Now listen very carefully. Here's a key principle. Every time you hear preaching, you have to mix your listening with faith. Mix your listening with faith. Tuwing nakikinig kayo ng nangangaral ng salita ng Diyos, ang susi ay pananampalataya. Lagyan nyo ng pananampalataya ang pakikinig sa salita ng Diyos. Hebrews chapter 4, verse number 2. Here it is. This is the principle. Hebrews chapter 4, verse number 2. For unto us was the gospel preached, as well as unto them, but the word preached did not profit them, not being mixed with faith in them that heard it. So, ang salita ng Diyos ay walang tabla kung hindi mo ihahalo ang pananampalataya sa pakikinig ng salita ng Diyos. So, when the preacher preaches and you think it's hard and you think, I can't do this, you need to have faith. Lord, napakahirap pero meron akong pananampalataya na kapag ginawa ko ang tama ayon sa iyong salita, alam ko na bibiyayain niyo po ako. Alam ko na tutulungan niyo po ako kasi meron akong pananampalataya na tumupad sa iyong mga salita. That is a key. Every time you hear preaching, and if you don't think you can do it, mix it with faith. And the preaching will be effective all the time. Now, sabi ng Bible kay Jonah, preach, look at chapter 3, verse number 2. Arise, go unto Nineveh, that great city, preach unto it the preaching that I bid thee. Ayun palang pangangaral, sabi ng Panginoon, ipangaral mo ang mga pangaral na aking iniutos sa iyo. Alam niyo po, yung pangangaral ng salita ng Diyos, hindi lang po inimbento ng tao yan. Galing talaga yan sa Panginoon, kaya dapat may Bible tayo habang may nangangaral para pag nakikita mo yung principles at saka yung mga teaching, pag nakikita mo sa Bible, alam mo hindi inimbento ng tao yan. Tanggapin mo ang mensahe ng Panginoon na parang galing sa Kanya kasi sa Kanyang salita ito. That's what makes preaching unique and different is the preacher doesn't preach what he wants, he preaches what the Bible says. The preaching that I bid thee. Ipangaral mo ang mga pangaral na aking iniutos sa iyo. Now, here's another principle about the word, preaching of the Word of God. It has to be according to the Word of the Lord. According to the Word of the Lord. Tingnan mo ang, let's see here. Chapter 3, verse 3. So Jonah arose and went unto Nineveh according to the Word of the Lord. Ibig sabihin, ayon sa salita ng Panginoon. Okay? Now, pangatlong biyaya ng Diyos. Mabagal ang puot ng Diyos. Mabagal ang puot ng Diyos. Tingnan mo ang chapter 3 verse 4. Look at chapter 3 verse 4. And Jonah began to enter into the city a day's journey, and he cried and said, Yet 40 days and Nineveh shall be overthrown. Biro mo, tatlong araw ang paglakad ni Jonah para mangaral siya sa bawat kanto, sa bawat tahanan, sa bawat streets ng Nineveh. Magsisina kayo. 40 days. Sasarado ng Diyos ang lungsod ninyo. 40 days nangaral siya, ha? Ay, for 3 days nangaral siya. Pero, sabi niya, 40 days pa is ang puot ng Diyos ay babagsak sa lungsod. 40 days, tapos 3 days journey, tapos ilang araw siya nasa loob ng isda? Tatlo pa. 3 more extra days. Ang daming extra days na binigay ng Panginoon kay Nineveh para siya ay magpakumbaba sa Panginoon. Nagpapatunay po na mabagal ang puot ng Diyos. Bagamat ang kasalanan ng Nineveh ay umaabot na sa kalangitan, nagbigay pa rin ng Diyos ng 40 araw ng babala. And so, kapag ang Diyos ay iyong kalaban, walang kayamanan, walang kasaganaan na maaaring tumulong sa iyo. Ang Diyos ay laban sa Nineveh. Tapos na ang Nineveh. Wala na. Hinahanap ng Diyos ang pagsisisi. Yun ang hinahanap ng Diyos. Ang mga lingkod ng Diyos ay dapat sumunod sa mga salita ng Diyos gaya ni Jonah. Gaya ng nabasa natin sa chapter 3. Now, binigyan ang Nineveh ng 40 days na magsisi. Isang araw lang maliban sa 40 days, okay? Kung bibigyan lang sila ng isang araw na magsisi, dakilang grasya na yan sa Diyos. Pero tingnan mo, binigyan sila ng 40 days. It's amazing, God's mercy. He could have destroyed Nineveh. He could have wiped them out. But God gave them 40 days. If God only gave them one day to turn and repent, that would have been merciful. But God's mercy and grace give them 40 days to repent. Huwag natin sayangin ang mga araw na ipinagkakaloob sa atin ng Panginoon. Don't take for granted the days that God graciously gives you. Ihandog natin ang mga oras at mga araw natin sa Panginoon. At sa tulong ng Banal na Espiritu, magagamit natin ng tama ang pagkakataon na binibigay sa atin alang-alang kay Jesucristo. And for Jesus Christ's sake, by God's grace, we can redeem the time and we can use the days that God graciously gives us so that we can serve Jesus Christ while we still have time. All right? Would you bow your heads and close your eyes and let's pray. God's great mercy to Nineveh is a picture of God's great mercy to us. The second chance God gave Jonah and the second chances God gave Nineveh. God's a God of second chances. The prophet in Nineveh. Part 1. We'll continue our study next Sunday, Lord willing. Father in heaven, we thank you, Lord, for your love for us. We thank you for your grace. Salamat po sa biyaya na binibigay niyo po sa amin. Sa kalakasan, Lord, na binibigay niyo po sa amin. Salamat, Lord, sa awa na at grasya na nanggagaling sa iyong trono. Panginoon, i-bless niyo po kami. At sana, Lord, matutunan namin ng bawat pagsubok ay nanggagaling sa iyong mabuting kamay. At ang layunin nito ay upang kami po ay lumapit sa inyo. Lord, i-bless niyo po ang bawat isa na nandito. Sa alang-alang kay Jesucristo, Lord. At kami po ay magbibigay pasasalamat at pagpupuri sa inyo sa kabutihan niyo po sa amin. In Jesus' name we pray.